Well, the leak of the Ashley Madison website has caused mayhem around the world, but principally in the United States. But is this going to be an early Christmas for aggrieved spouses and perhaps lawyers? Steve Mundell is one of the, he's a super lawyer. He is one of the top divorce lawyers in the States. His firm, Finberg, Mundell, Brandt and Klein, specializes in this. You're going to be a very busy, busy boy by the looks of it, Steve Mundell.
Well, I would bet sometime the middle to the end of September, when it all shakes loose, after everybody's talked to their psychiatrist and psychologist, the divorce lawyers are going to have a field day.
What, I mean, you're gearing up, so you think about mid-September is when this sort of a tsunami of divorce proceedings is going to take place.
Well, I don't know, tsunami, but we'll definitely see a good uptick. And we always see an uptick towards the end of the summer anyway, because a lot of people like to file their divorces before they get to Christmas and Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving being a big holiday here in the States. For sure, people are going to be talking about divorce. They're going to be talking about Ashley Madison. They're going to be talking about infidelity.
So there is a season for divorce in the States.
Well, in the United States, we always say the busiest day in the family law office is the first business day after the new year.
That's when it just all falls apart.
Well, after the holidays, people get, you know, they realize that they really need to separate from each other. They may have gotten in fights, there may have been family arguments, and sometimes they're not healthy for themselves and not healthy for their children. The Ashley Madison situation now is going to expedite that discussion that they might have in 2 or 3 months.
So you think this is going to, it's going to play on cracks that are already there. What about the spouse who suddenly discovers, thinks everything is going swimmingly in the marriage, and suddenly discovers there's their husband, and in most cases it's going to be the husband, I'd presume, outed in this hack? That's grounds enough for divorce.
I'm not sure it's going to be just the husband. I have this feeling that you're going to see probably as many wives outed as you're going to see husbands outed in this situation. Just because the husbands have lots of areas in which they can find infidelity. But wives, it's harder. And so that anonymity on the internet was probably playing well for them. So at the end of the day, it's going to be interesting to see what shakes out. Is it going to be more women that are going to get outed or more men that are going to get outed?
But you're thinking it's going to take approximately a month to sort of shake down.
Well, generally, when people learn about infidelity, they rarely run to court and file for divorce immediately. Most couples, especially if they're in a long, committed relationship, realize that infidelity is really just the symptom of the problem. The problem's much deeper in their relationship. They're going to run to the mental health professionals first, psychologists, marriage and family counselors, their rabbis, their priests, the people that they respect.
In terms of the American system, does fault have a bearing on how much you get? If you're the aggrieved party, does that mean you can get a bigger settlement?
Well, that's the interesting thing about the states that most people that don't live in the United States fail to understand. The United States has 50 different marital regimes. That's why when we had the gay marriage issue, it was so difficult in the United States, because every state is allowed to control its own laws. So some states like Texas, they still have jury trials over whether or not somebody was cheating. Other states like California and New York, we couldn't care less. But on the other hand, a judge is a person too. So if you can get this information out that somebody was hurt because somebody was cheating, sometimes it helps you a little bit in the divorce.
I'm talking to Steve Mundell. He is one of the top divorce lawyers in California. And Steve, it seems, I mean, to us, again, we look at it from the outside, it seems like a big industry. Do you believe that the people who got outed in these hacks, they were just stupid? I mean, why did people think that somehow, you know, in this era of where everything, nothing is secret anymore, did they think that they would be able to keep their cheating secret?
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. The numbers are starting to come out now, and we're starting to see where the Ashley Madison client base was. The interesting thing to me was we're like number 8 in Los Angeles. Some of the places down under with you guys that ranked higher than Los Angeles. And I think these people were using aliases, fake names, and credit cards that you can buy in the store, those prepaid credit cards. So I think it's going to be a lot harder to out people than we think, although we're already starting to see in the press that people were being set up, that they didn't actually have an Ashley Madison account. Somebody else had set up an Ashley Madison account for them you know, to kind of give them some problems.
Well, as I say, it could be Christmas could come a little bit earlier, as you say, probably around September, as we see the fallout from this. And, of course, Christmas come early too for Feinberg, Mindell, Branton, Klein. Steve Mindell, thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Live.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.